This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. A federal lawsuit filed last week in Denver says Colorado's medical aid in dying law is unconstitutional. CPR's Haley May reports.
A coalition of disability and patient advocacy groups is suing the state over its End of Life Options Act. They argue it puts people with disabilities and other vulnerable individuals at risk of premature death. The filing calls for the law to be struck down or changed to prevent people with ailments like anorexia and spinal cord injuries from being labeled as terminal patients when health outcomes are still uncertain. On the other side, supporters of Colorado's law say it's tailored to protect patients. In 2023, fewer than 400 people in the state used that law. Most had terminal illnesses like late-stage cancer. Haley May, CPR News.
After 136 years, the historic Temple Aaron in Trinidad is slated to get a new metal roof this summer. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The red brick building, built in 1889, is Colorado's oldest continuously operating synagogue. A group of volunteers and historic preservation organizations worked to keep it from closing about a decade ago. Congregation President Neil Paul says the $500,000 project to replace the original roof is critical.
We're taking care of something that hopefully will be maintained and saved for future generations. That's our hope.
Paul says grants from several sources are helping fund the project, but they're still fundraising to cover the entire cost. He expects the work to take about a month and a half to complete once it's underway. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Trinidad hits the upper 80s today. Late-day storms possible. Metro Denver has a similar forecast with highs in the mid-90s. Even hotter in Grand Junction. This is CPR News and KRCC.